This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. European Union leaders today are talking on efforts to contain the spread of the coronavirus, which has now infected more than 50,000 people across Europe and claimed more than 2,000 lives. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Among other developments, Spain has become the fourth most virus-infected country in the world, a topic under discussion at an EU leaders' emergency video conference. Meanwhile, Hungary's prime minister says the country is closing its borders to foreigners and only citizens will be allowed in. Different national approaches on how to deal with the virus crisis are raising concerns that vital medical equipment may be blocked. For most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. But for some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more serious illness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On the advice of public health professionals and after seeing the effects of locking down much of public life in places like China, governments across the world are putting in place more and more restrictions as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new coronavirus is coming into sharper focus. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on the coronavirus, including symptoms to watch for and steps you can take to prevent getting it, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Global stocks fell sharply Monday after central bank moves to shore up economic growth failed to dispel investors' fears over virus controls that are shutting down global business and travel. There were no glimmers of optimism. European and Asian stock indexes were down as much as 10%, as was the price of oil. Asian market analyst Jackson Wong says investors are very concerned about the latest spread of the coronavirus in Europe and the U.S.
The overall coronavirus cases in Italy or in the U.S. are still soaring. Investors still worry about the situation can worsen, and that will bring the global economy to a stall.
In New York, the S&P 500 index plunged 9% on Monday as trading resumed after an initial automatic 15-minute pause in trading. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders used the latest Democratic debate to pitch themselves as the best suited to lead the nation through the coronavirus pandemic. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The nomination race has largely become an afterthought amid the crisis. In their first one-on-one debate aired on CNN, Biden and Sanders united in criticizing President Trump's handling of the pandemic, with Sanders saying the president simply needs to shut up.
It is unacceptable for him to be blabbering with unfactual information, which is confusing the general public.
They also came together on another topic, running mates.
I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president.
Sanders then said he will, in all likelihood, do the same. But his path to the nomination is dimming, with the prospect of more losses in four states voting tomorrow, including Florida, as Biden has surged ahead. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has denied Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the right to forge a ruling party, even after Netanyahu secured the most votes in the country's third election. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz will be given the first opportunity to form a new government, according to Israel's president on Sunday. Gantz, the leader of Israel's Blue and White Party, received 61 votes in the Knesset, mandating that President Reuven Rivlin allow Gantz to appoint a speaker from his party and begin pushing legislation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party received the most votes in the early March elections, but failed to receive the support of enough allies in parliament to give his party control. Gantz will now have a month to form a coalition in the Knesset. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A Japanese court on Monday sentenced a former home care employee to hang for knifing to death 19 disabled people and injuring two dozen others in the deadliest mass attack in post-World War II Japan. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.